Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Know somebody having a baby? Maybe one of your coworkers is having a baby or you're going to a baby shower? Check out babywonderland.com. That's babywonderland.com. They have the cutest selection of rocking horses, step stools, baby gift baskets, personalized blankets, anything you need for somebody that's having a new baby. So check it out and use voucher code TAKE5 for the discount.
Hey everybody, good evening. It's Yaz again, and I'm gonna podcast tonight about why that guy ghosts on you or why that girl ghosts on you. So you're dating somebody or you're talking to somebody, everything's going great, you're talking every day, they're like blowing up your phone, they're texting you, good morning, baby, or how you doing, they're keeping you on the phone for hours, everything's going great. And then all of a sudden, they do the famous ghost where you don't hear from them for a day or two, or it could be a week, or it could be 3 weeks. Usually it's a day or two, and then they come back. So why are they ghosting on you? Because they're talking to somebody else, okay? It's amazing to me how people don't get it, okay? And a lot of women I've talked to don't get it. They'll be like, oh, I don't understand it. You know, I was talking to him and all of a sudden, you know, I haven't heard from him. Well, I mean, there could be other reasons. There's exceptions to the rule. It could be that they're very, very busy at work if they have a project or something like that. But I'm going to be straight up and honest with you. Somebody, I don't care how busy you are, when you want to talk to somebody, you're going to contact that person. You're going to text that person. You'll even say, listen, I'm really busy. You know, can I give you a call later or buzz you later? I got a meeting or I'm busy at work or something like that. If you don't hear from them at all, trust and believe. And especially this goes for a lot of men because most of the time, men always need to have somebody. Not all men. Don't take it the wrong way, guys. It's not all men, but a large percentage of the men, if they're not talking to you, they are talking to somebody else. But here's the thing, you guys. These guys, or it could be women too. Some women do it too. They always come back. They always come back and they'll hit you with that text. Hey, how you doing, stranger? How you been? My reaction to that, you guys, is don't even bother. Because if they're starting out bad, it's going to end bad. It's going to be the same repetitive thing. So you're that's a flag. You should walk away unless they have a really legitimate reason for not contacting you. But don't come at them and be like, where were you? I didn't hear from you or anything like that, because now you're making yourself sound desperate, like you were waiting by the phone. Don't do that at all. Just look at the person, look at the pattern. It's not so much the actions, it's the pattern. If you know somebody's pattern of how they've always been and then all of a sudden it changes up, then you know there's something up with that person. That's a flag. And then you have to say to yourself, well, if they did it once, they're going to do it again. So that's the main reason why people ghost. Or sometimes they ghost because basically they're not that interested. They like talking to you. They like you. They enjoy the conversation. But it doesn't mean that they want you full time to be on a one-on-one like relationship with them. They want to talk to you, maybe touch base with you. And then they pull back a little bit. Then they start talking to somebody else. And this happens a lot, especially in today's world of social media, because everybody's online talking to a million different people, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, dating sites, you name it. People are all over the place. They just, it's like an addiction. They can't resist. They see a beautiful woman's profile and they have to inbox them. Be like, hey, what's up, beautiful? Hey, gorgeous. Hey, sexy. Okay. So it's really, really difficult today because people can't focus on one person. It's so rare, you guys. It's like winning Powerball to get somebody that you're talking to stay focused on you. That's why I said in my prior podcast, it's good if you have that kind of friendship with them first and you know them as a friend and you could build like that rather than just, you know, kind of like coming off as strangers and just that chit chat. But here's my advice to you. Don't let these people waste your time, okay? Because they will waste your time. They will keep you on the phone for hours. I have a girlfriend of mine that I went to school with, high school with. She's a very successful woman life coach speaker. She has a huge following. She's single as well and divorced. And I said, you know, how's it going with the single life and everything like that? And she's like, well, to be honest with you, she's like, these guys, they just keep me on the phone. They talk to me for hours. I can't get my work done and it never goes anywhere. So that's very typical. Or what they'll do is they'll talk to you all week long when they're bored and they have downtime, you know. Especially a lot of guys get bored very quickly. They always have to be entertained. They like to talk to you because you're feeding their ego. You're feeding by talking to you, you're feeding their ego. You're filling in their time. But meanwhile, they're wasting your time because if they're not keeping it straight with you and dealing with you on a consistent basis, they have to be consistent, you guys. Like if you're looking for a relationship type of thing, whoever you deal with, they have to be consistent. They have to hit you up on a consistent basis. I mean, you know when somebody's into you and when they're not. And the other thing is, don't believe everything you hear because they're going to come off really strong. They're going to tell you, I'm falling for you. Don't believe it. Okay. Nobody falls in love within a week of not even knowing somebody. So just watch out for that. Okay. If somebody ghosts on you, like I said, it's either...
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
They're definitely, you know, not that interested in you to begin with. So unless they have like a legitimate reason why they didn't get in touch with you. And that's where you have to read between the BS and what's real, because they may give you a BS excuse too. If it sounds funny, it usually is funny. I mean, it's something that's not true. So don't feed into any of the nonsense. And don't let these people waste your time. You know, they'll contact you all week long. They'll keep you on the phone for hours. You'll be like, boy, you know, this guy or this girl really likes me. And then on a Friday or Saturday night, they're nowhere to be found. Okay? That's not somebody that really likes you. When somebody ghosts on you, guess what? They don't really like you. Or they don't want anything serious with anybody. So... I mean, if you're looking for somebody that you could build with and have a relationship with, if that's not going to be somebody that you could build and have a relationship with. That's somebody that you put to the pay no mind list. That's what I call it. Now you're put on the pay no mind list, which means like, if I want to deal with you, I deal with you on my terms. Like when I'm done doing whatever I have to do in my life, then maybe I'll talk to you, or maybe I just won't even bother. Most of the time I won't even bother because they turn out just to be a waste of my time. And I've had people waste my time a lot. So I've learned, because I've had so much experience in this, that the minute I start to see these flags, that person, they're pretty much done. I don't bother with them at all. And I've saved myself a lot of wasted time because I've had people waste my time in the past, you know, constantly, you know, hitting me up, talking to me. One person was hitting me up and talking to me for like all summer long one year. And I only to find out he had a fiance. So I was like, where is this fiance? He was on the phone with me every night, like from 8 o'clock at night till like 3 o'clock in the morning. And then one day he's at a barbecue and he's talking to me and I hear some girl saying, Mike, who are you on the phone with? And I'm like, who's that girl? And she's like, I'm his effing fiance, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this guy had a fiance. I didn't even know it. Okay. That was a really hard case, but that was a long distance kind of thing. He did not live near me, so there was no way of checking him. That's why I tell you too, you guys, try not to deal with anybody that's long distance. It like rarely ever works because you can't check them. You don't know what they're doing. All right. It very rarely works. The only time it'll work is maybe if you built the relationship before that person moved to another area. Like let's say they moved on business and you had a relationship with them before. Then maybe you have a standing chance. But to just start out having a relationship, you don't know what these people are doing. And 9 times out of 10, they're doing something. Okay. And why? Because they can. But getting back to the topic on hand, which is ghosting. Like I said, if a guy or a woman is ghosting on you, number one, they're not that into you. So keep that in mind. So you need to not be into them. All right. Number two, don't give these people your time anymore. Okay. Because they're using you on their time. They're contacting you when it's convenient for them. So don't bother. Okay. Because that's somebody that's not really valuing you. So my advice, anytime somebody ghosts on you or anything like that, don't even bother unless you want to just keep them around as just a side person, as a friend to talk to now and then. But don't think that you're ever going to get serious with that type of person because they're not taking you seriously. So that's it, you guys. That's the take on ghosting. I just wanted to do a short little podcast about it because a lot of women always, you know, I read a lot of blogs and everything. A lot of women are like, I don't understand it. You know, this guy was talking to me. All of a sudden, he disappeared. Well, anybody that disappears like that is not that into you or is not that into anybody. This is what he does. He could be talking to 5 different women at once, you know, talking to them and telling them, oh, I really like you. I'm so into you. I'm not like these other guys. They all say that. I'm not like these other guys. Yeah, okay. I'm not like these other guys, okay? But look at the pattern. If he's not staying consistent, if they're not staying consistent with you, it's time to cut them loose. And you know what? You're saving yourself a lot of aggravation down the road. Don't waste your time with somebody that's a waste, that doesn't really take you seriously if you're into it for something serious. And that's it. You guys have a great night. Don't forget to click and subscribe to my podcast.